Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for another hour and, 14, 15 tracks, whatever. And today it is show number 178, and the focus is Patty in Song and Tune, Part 2. I did a first show on this because it's around St. Patrick's Week and so on, and so these are all tunes with Patty in it somewhere, or Patrick. This is Rakish Patty by Alton out of Ireland. Those who listen to the show very carefully know that I ended with a different version of Rakish Patty last show from a very different band, Baca Beyond. Glad you could join me. Hope you enjoy this jaunt through Patty. See you in a moment. A band called Alton. They were formed in County Donegal in 1987 by a vocalist and fiddle player Mairead Nouini and her husband Frankie Kennedy, and they've been primarily influenced by the traditional Irish language songs from Donegal, but they're possibly one of the most influential Irish bands of the last 40 years, maybe. Great recordings, all kinds of them. Great old songs, hard-hitting reels and jigs, and tireless touring and recording. The seeds of the band lie in the music of the pubs and the kitchens and the sessions in Donegal. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, as I said just a moment ago. Next up, we have some more Irish music and another reference to Patty. This is Patty's Green Shamrock Shore. The shamrock, by the way, which has those three leaves. Apparently, St. Patrick expounded on the theology of the Trinity, the three in one, by using the shamrock as an example. There you go. Maybe why we see so many of them around these days. This is Dolores Keane and John Faulkner. Dolores Keane is an Irish folk singer, occasional actress as well. She was a founding member of Dandannan, has a long solo career. She was born in a small village in County Galway in the west of Ireland. And from the age of four, she was raised by her aunts, Rita and Sarah Keane, who are very well known, the Seanos, traditional singers. She made her first recording in 1958 at the age of five. And after leaving Dandannan, she married multi-instrumentalist John Faulkner. They did a number of albums of folk music. They also formed a couple of successful bands, The Real Union, Kinvara, and so on. She's known for her very deep melodic voice. This is a wonderful song here. This is Patty's Green Shamrock Shore.
From Derry Cape we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were taken on board by a pleasant crew bound for a merry cay. Fresh water we did take on 5,000 gallons or more. In case we'd run short, gone to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. We sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined unto our bunks, and no one to pity poor me. No father kind nor mother dear to lift up my head, it was sore. Which makes me think more on the lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, likewise unto Derry town. And twice farewell to my comrades brave, who do dwell on that same ground. Shall favor me, and I have money in store.
that's Natalie McMaster. There is doing something called the St. Patrick's in the middle of a whole flurry of different kinds of reels. That's a tune that's, well, it's trotted out at this time of year, but other times as well. Named after, of course, the patron saint, the guy who taught the Irish about the shamrock and the Trinity, because at the time they had been worshipping all kinds of deities. Well, not all kinds, but quite a few. And so he tried to explain that. I know you didn't really listen to this show for the theology, Celtic theology, but anyways, somehow I got onto that. Natalie McMaster, of course, is a Canadian fiddler from the rural community of Troy in Inverness County in Nova Scotia, Cape Breton, I should say. Plays Cape Breton fiddle music. She's married to Donal Leahy of the Leahy Family Band, and they have, I don't know, seven kids or whatever, and they actually do some stuff together as a family as well. And she released her first album when she was 16. Just, it was called Four on the Floor. She's a wonderful performer. Ever get a chance to see her, you really should give that a go, maybe as things start to open up and you can actually see musicians again live. Next up we have on this show, show number 178, it's Patty in Song and Tune, Part 2. This is a band called Iron Brew out of Regina. Some years ago, they specialized in, you know, jigs and reels and ballads and, you know, fun, like most Celtic pop bands then and now. And occasionally they get together for reunion events, but they really haven't been around for active for a period of time. But they did do a CD called Are You My Sister? And they on it they do this nice version of Patty's Lamentation, sometimes called By the Hush or Other Words or whatever. But it's about, well, it's about a difficult situation when Patty would emigrate to America just to end up in the Civil War. One of the things I like about this tune is that it ranges from major to minor. And when I do it, I don't think it makes any sense. Like, you don't really have to be stuck in one or the other. Obviously, there's a little bit of a change in how you'd sing it. But I like versions where they take full advantage of that ambiguity, that ambidextrous nature of the D. Is it minor or major? This is Iron Brew.
Well, it's by the hush, me boys, and sure that's to hold your noise and listen to poor Paddy's sad narration. I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought I'd leave the Irish nation. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, I sold me horse and cow, little pigs and sow, my little plots of land I soon did part with, and me sweetheart Biddy McGee I'm afraid I'll never see, for I left her there that morning broken hearted. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, meself and 100 more to America sailed o'er, our fortunes to be made, we were thinking. When we got to Yankee land, shoved a gun into our hands, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. General Marr to us, he said, you get shot or lose your leg, every mother, son of yous will get a pension. Well, myself I'll ask me leg, they give me a wooden peg, I'll be God, this is the truth to you I mention. 'Twas you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin.
Band called Lunasa, and it's named after an ancient Celtic harvest festival in honor of the god Lu, the patron of the arts. They were a five-piece. They sold, I don't know, they sold like 300,000 records or something like that. They were formed in 1997 to support a tour of the solo release of one of the five members, and they've ended up as being one of the finest traditional Irish instrumental outfits of recent time. They tour for a majority of each year back before COVID. And the shows are across, I think there's 36 countries or something like that they play in. That's from a CD called The Kinnity Sessions. And I certainly love the lift on their tunes. That's something called Island Paddy, which I think, to be honest, is really two tunes. It's Raithland Island and Sporting Paddy put together. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 178, where we're talking about Paddy in song and tune. This is part two of that series, part two of two, I guess. And you could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up we have, well, you know, can you really do a show that, or a number of shows that relate to Ireland without playing the Pogues? Well, yes, you can. I have many times, but I always like to go back to them sometimes. There was a kind of a spirit in their work, especially in the 1980s. So the Pogues were, well, most people think they're an Irish band. And, you know, I suppose they are, but they were formed in King's Cross in London in 1982. They're often seen as a British Celtic punk band. And they were fronted for a long time by Shane McGowan. And they were first called Pogue Mahone, which is an anglicization of the Irish Gaelic, meaning kiss my arse. And that was kind of their attitude as well. And they reached some prominence in the 1980s and early 90s. They just really had this kind of approach to the music, which seemed rather authentic and fun in many ways, despite some traditionalists feeling put out by them or whatever. But McGowan left the band in 1991. He had a number of substance abuse, well, drinking problems. Well, he was kicked out. Let's not put too fine a point on it. And the band itself broke up in 1986. They reformed in 2001. They played regularly till 2014. There's a bunch of different people who replaced Shane over the years. And their records are, there's a variety of things that they did. Many of them very good. This is from an early album called Red Roses for Me. And it's something called Poor Patty, which, it's a famous little song. And it's one of those songs where, you know, you start out slow and kind of get the crowd going. And then you speed up. There's a bunch of them in the repertoire like this. But this is the one done by the Pogues. This is Poor Patty.
In 1841, they caught her eye, corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Patty works on the railway. 1842 from her.
And that's something called Patty on the Beat. You wouldn't guess who wrote that. Well, maybe you would. I don't know. This is Steve Earle and the Del McCoury Band. Steve Earle, of course, known better as a kind of a rebellious country rock singer. He's born in Virginia, grew up mostly in the San Antonio area, began playing guitar at the age of 11. He reportedly ran away from his home at 14 to follow his idol, which is songwriter Townes Van Zandt, around Texas. But anyway, he did drop out of school at 16, and he had quite a life, but did some wonderful music there. And he decided to get together, and he wrote a bunch of bluegrass songs, and he got together with the Del McCoury Band, and they did a whole CD called The Mountain. And 14 of the songs, they were all written by Earle, including sort of, you know, quiet kind of instrumentals like that. The first wholly bluegrass album he'd written, which actually got nominated, this was back in 2000, in the Best Bluegrass Album category, which was Steve Earle's 11th Grammy nomination. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're talking about playing songs that have Patty in the title today. This is show number 178. Next up, we have Tanglefoot, and there is a song that they did in a album called Saturday Night in Hardwood Lake called Patty's Finger, and it refers to a historical event back from 1830s, somewhere like that. And if you ever want to know, and this is from the Colonial Advocate, an early paper, what an Irishman's finger is worth, well, in 1830s in Upper Canada, it was worth £7, 10 shillings, and about $30 if separated from its owner. So this is a story, and they did a lot of story songs, Tanglefoot. They were a folk band from Peterborough in Ontario, formed in the early 80s by a number of school teachers, and they wanted to play traditional music, and they end up being a five-piece that played largely original music, and they regularly toured in Canada and the U.S. and also in the U.K. some. And their song subjects were largely derived from history. And they have 11 CDs all out. And they performed for, three decades or so, something like that. And they ended their run with a pair of farewell concerts at the Roxy Theatre in Owen Sound in 2009. By the way, and if you ever want to know you're famous, the founding members were inducted into the Pathway of Fame in Peterborough, Ontario. So there you know that they really done good. But this is, again, from their CD called Saturday Night in Hardwood Lake. This is Patty's Finger.
"'Twas near the town of Pelham, one dark and dreary day. The local lads were in the tavern, sipping time away. When in there walked a stranger who disturbed their contemplation. So they decided that his facial features needed rearranging. "Now what's your name, fair stranger? We've not seen you in town." He answers, "David Disher, I'm a man of some renown." Says Patrick, "Well now, Disher, lest you think we've been remiss. They call me Scrappin' Patty, and this here is me fist. Fight like a wildcat, learn your lesson, and up jumps Patty with a finger missing. For we fist, one finger less, for £7.10 twill scarce be missed. Fight like a wildcat, learn your lesson, up jumps Patty with a finger missing. For we fist, great bloody miss, for £7.10 twill scarce be missed.
Patty's finger will scarce be missed.
A room of rowdy roysters, swinging aft and fore. Disher takes a nasty knock and sprawls upon the floor. Patty pounces all too slow and for 1 second lingers. Disher grabs his hand and sets his teeth to Patty's finger.
Fight like a wildcat, learn your lesson, and up jumps Patty with a finger missing. For we fist, one finger less, for £7.10 twill scarce be missed. Ho! Fight like a wildcat, learn your lesson, and up jumps Patty with a finger missing. For we fist, great bloody mess, for £7.10 twill scarce be missed.
Patty's finger will scarce be missed. Now Patty seeks out legal counsel down in muddy York. fighting may be Paddy's line, but missing parts is lawyer's work. So Disher is persuaded, for fear of disputation, to compensate in full poor Paddy's disindigitation. Now Paddy gets his £7.10, a compensation which convinces him that losing fights will make him filthy rich.
Fight like a wildcat, learn your lesson. Up jumps Paddy with a finger missing. Poor wee fist, one finger less. For £7.10, 'twill scarce be missed. Fight like a wildcat, learn your lesson. Up jumps Paddy with a finger missing. Poor wee fist, great bloody mess. For £7.10, 'twill scarce be missed.
Paddy's finger will scarce be missed. Ho!
With a finger missing, poor wee fist, great bloody mess. For £7.10, 'twill scarce be missed. Paddy's finger will not be missed.
Cross the river from Ontario, in the valley of the Gatineau, lived a man and his loving wife. I made their acquaintance in the last years of his life. Sharp as a tack, as old as I was young, dancing in the kitchen, these were the words he sung. Visit for a day and I'd stay for a week, with the dogs and the horses and the trout in the creek. In the evenings he'd teach me a new tune to play. Sometimes his eyes got misty and he quietly say, that was a tune I learned from Brother Jack. Before he went away to the war and never came back. The neighbors told me Patrick passed away in the spring. Walk to the meadow, I'll let the handful of hay from a long ways off. I could hear the fiddles play.
Paddy, when you die, will you lend me your fiddle? Oh, Paddy, will you pick a note with a little note? Be so kind to lend me your fiddle, and I'll play a little day, and I'll keep a bunch of you. Yeah.
And we heard a slew of music there. That was a set of tunes from a band called Northern Gale. And they're a G-A-E-L is how they spell the last word there. There's part of the Celtic music scene somewhere in Minneapolis area. They have a number of CDs out there, led by harp player Sunita Stanislaw, and she plays the Scottish harp, the clarsach, and she's done a lot of books of harp arrangements. If you look her up on the internet, there's all kinds of stuff out there that she's done. Before that, we heard from a band called Tip Splinter, and the name derives from a Toronto theatre group. It was called the Toronto Irish Players, T-I-P, and this was a group that splintered away from the original troupe to pursue music specifically, so that's the name Tip Splinter. Lots of changes in personnel over the years, and only one original member saw it through to the end. They did four cassettes. Remember cassettes? This is back in the day. This is from a CD that they took from a bunch of cassettes, just as a retrospective. And they put all of them into this one CD. It was recorded between 86 and 92. They were a dandy band. I remember seeing them back in the day. We started off with Tanglefoot. And some song about disintigitization the thumb was gone, the finger, Patty's finger was the name of the song. Indigitization, they have a word in there that they made up, and I can't quite remember how to not only pronounce it, but what it really means. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 178, I do know that, and I do know that you could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island and throughout Conception Bay South. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Next up for another Patty song. This is a classic. The Night Pat Murphy Died, or Patty Murphy Died, depending on the band and so on. This is done by Great Big Sea. They, of course, put the rollicking traditions of Newfoundland kitchens and fused it with the spirit and the energy of audiences at contemporary rock concerts and stadiums and so on. And the inspiration was sparked during informal kitchen party jam sessions in Petty Harbour, probably, or that area. They met while they were students at Memorial University in St. John's. They released a self-titled debut album. That was back in 1992. Their first official gig was, I think, opening for the Irish Descendants at Munn. Apparently, that's what I've read. But they quickly gained popularity. They have great CDs. A bunch of them went platinum. Tireless touring. Great shows. Really good work done throughout the years. They got lots of awards. They've got an entry in the Canadian Encyclopedia, for heaven's sakes. They retired as a band officially in 2015. Two of the original members had left by then, but their music still stands up. So this is, again, one of those tunes where you start slow and then you get going. I guess you have an audience with them. This is captured live from their CD, Courage and Patience and Grit. Great Big Sea with The Night Pat Murphy Died.
Patty Murphy died. It was a night that I'll never forget. Some of the girls got loaded drunk. Naughty girls. And they ain't been sober yet. Well, as long as the bottle was passed around, Chris and Murray were feeling gay. But that's okay, because we're Canadian. And O'Leary came with the bagpipes of music for the play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. This city was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. Every dream of place was full of the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. Put the bottle with the cork and keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their runner and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full of night Pat Murphy died.
Up the icebox, lit a sea for Patty's mug. We fixed the box so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. At a quarter after two, we argued it was fine.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and we winked at one another.
night is a night I'll never forget. Some of the girls get a load of drunk, they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, all the men were feeling gay.
Thank you.
And that's the Troublesome Creek String Band from their CD called Fast as Time Can Take Me. They're a contemporary old-time string band that they kind of use a pre-bluegrass format almost, string band format, all the instruments, three vocalists, and they're based in Central Virginia. And that was something called Patty on the Handcar. It's their theme today. It was on Patty. And I think they threw in Georgia Horseshoe then after that. Before that, we heard from Moving Cloud, which is was based in Ennis, County Clare. Wonderful Irish quintet, great concert band. And they were originally formed to provide the accompaniment for set dancing. They ended up doing a couple of albums on Green Linnet back in the 1990s. Their debut got Album of the Year, I think, from the Irish Echo. This is from their second, called Paddy Fahey's Reel. And we started off with a great big sea in the night Pat Murphy died. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 178, where we're doing Paddy in Song and Tune Part 2. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. You can always hear back shows from rbbmusic.ca. There's 100 or so there, in case you've got time on your hands. We have just a couple more songs to go for this show. Next up, Paul Brady. He's an Irish singer-songwriter, musician. His work has often straddled folk and pop. He was interested in a wide variety of music from a very early age. He initially became popular for playing Irish traditional music in a duo with Andy Irvine. Later, he played with Tommy Peoples and with Matt Malloy, and then he kind of went into a more rock, kind of electric style, fairly poignant political lyrics and so on. He's received recognition for his services to traditional Irish music and songwriting and his very incisive observations of life as a member of a sometimes member of the Irish diaspora, which is why I'm playing this song. It doesn't really have Paddy in it, but it sort of encapsulates the spirit of what's happening to this one Irish immigrant. And, you know, here he's kind of hanging on to life in America, and he feels like people treat him differently because he's Irish, and they expect he's going to go to a party, he's going to get out his accordion, you know, get out your accordion, Paddy, and play us a tune, and so on. I just think it's one of those songs that sort of captures a moment very nicely. Paul Brady, this is called Nothing But the Same Old Story.
Just about 19 when I landed on the shore with my eyes big as headlights, like the thousands and thousands who came before. I was gonna be something, smiled at the mind, scrutinized on my face as I walked down over the gangway. I came down to their city where I worked for many a year, built 100 houses. Must have pulled off 1 million pints of beer, living under suspicion, yeah. Putting up with the hate and the fear on their eyes. You can see that you're nothing but a murderer. Yeah, in their eyes, we're nothing but a bunch of murderers. Yeah. Say, hey, Johnny, can't wait till Saturday night. Got a thirst that's raging. And no place where we can put that right. Wash away the confusion. Hose down these flames inside. But look out. That's right. I said look out, cause I'll tear you into pieces if you cross me. I'm sick of watching them break up every time some bird brain puts us down, making jokes on the radio. I guess it helps them all drown out the sound of the crumbling foundations. Any fool could see the writings on the wall, but they just don't believe that it's happening. No, no. Too bad. Well, there's a crowd says I'm all right. City like my turn of phrase. Stick me round to the parties. I like some dressed up monkey in a cage and I play my accordion. Oh, but when the wine seeps through the facade, it's nothing but the same old story. Oh! nothing but the same old story. Say, hey, Johnny, can't wait till Saturday night. Got a thirst that's raging. No place where we can put that right. Wash away the frustration. Hose down this fire inside, but look out. Yeah. I said, look out, because I'll tell you when the pieces that you cross me. I got a brother in Boston. Says he'll send me on the fair. Just wrote me a letter, making out that he's cleaning up out there. Two cars in the driveway, summer house way down on the Cape. And I know he fixed me up in the morning. Well, I've been thinking about it, but it seems so far to go. People say in the winter you get lost underneath the snow. And this is Gail from my home place. We've been planning to move back and give it a try. So I never got around to go out. That's why I never got around to go out. So hey, Johnny, can't wait till Saturday night. Got a thirst that's raging. But no place where we can put that right. Wash away the confusion. Hose down this fire inside, but look out.
Strains of that fiddle and that tune, Patty on the Turnpike, means it's the last track and time to say goodbye. That's before we heard from Paul Brady, one of his classic songs there, Nothing But the Same Old Story. He was helped out there on the Bouzouki by Donald Lunny. This is Tony DeMarco. He's a bit of an Irish-American legend, especially on the fiddle. Well, he wrote the book on Irish fiddle, actually a book about playing Irish fiddle back in the day. He's well known for his Sligo style of fiddling, and he's both Irish and Italian. He's still in New York City, does sessions and so on. One of the longest-running ones in New York City. This is from a CD called The Sligo Indians and Patty on the Turnpike. I think he goes into something later on. So this has been Patty and Song and Tune, Part 2. Next week, we're on to other things. And I'm glad you joined me. I hope you found some interesting songs which had Patty in the title, by and large. Which is, you know, it's kind of a nebulous theme to throw together. But there you go. That's community radio for you. And I hope you take care of each other this week. And have a grand week. See you again. Happy trails.